This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Amethyst Lewis is 17. Christian Orellana is 18. They just graduated from high school in New York City, where they spent more than a year on what's a serious public policy problem. Kids skipping school, that's better known as truancy or chronic absenteeism. Amethyst and Christian were members of a project New York State helps run called the Youth Justice Board. They met with students, teachers, and administrators to find out why kids don't show up for class and how to change that. They just presented their findings at City Hall. Hey, guys.
Hello.
So I wanted to ask you about why aren't kids showing up for school regularly?
Well, each kid's story is different. It could be that their parents don't speak English and they have to translate for them, or that they don't have a MetroCard to get to school and they live very far, or they're disengaged by their teachers for not helping them in their schoolwork and they're falling back on it.
Christian, do administrators, do they get that? Do they get that there are these many different reasons why kids aren't showing up for class?
I think they do understand it. The problem is you can't just focus on one student. And one student may have multiple reasons. So the problem with that is a teacher would have to focus on everybody's problems, and that can just overwhelm a teacher or the administration.
We don't often think about this as an economic issue, but I mean, one of the effects of chronic absenteeism or truancy is economic.
That is true. A lot of teens today think that school is no big deal and they'll just get a job. But they don't realize that the money they want to make is not easy without an education.
So one part of this is you're bringing these recommendations to the city government. Talk to me a bit about what that was like. You guys went to City Hall and presented your results.
We had recommendations on about how to connect everyday life with school and how students can connect school with life. We also talked about Amethyst can help me with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We also talked about security procedures with scanning, because more schools in New York City have scanning now with lateness.
You say scanning, those are metal detectors.
Yes. They talked about how scanning was a big deal because of the long lines in front of their school and getting into the building, and they're already late for class, so they feel like, why should I go to class?
Amethyst, Christian, you've been through this process. You've done a report. You've presented that to City Hall. What's next for you guys?
For me, in August, I'm going to start attending Pace University.
Amethyst, how about you? What's next?
Well, actually, on Sunday, I'm leaving for school. I'm doing a summer program. I'm going to Arcadia University. I will major in political science and minor in pre-law.
Amethyst Lewis and Christian Orellana, both members of the Youth Justice Board in New York City. Thanks very much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to read Amethyst and Christian's report, if you want to look at their recommendations, we've got a link up at marketplace.org.